You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello again, and we have another Irish podcast in store for you this evening, this time at Leopardstown, when we introduce a seven race card from the Dublin venue, the highlight of which comes up in the shape of the Desmond Stakes at 7:10 over a mile. Prior to that, we've got one or two intriguing looking races, including a couple of nice handicaps at 5:35 and 6:05 respectively. My best bet on the card runs in the 7:40, horse that is available to back at double figures this morning if you're quick out of the traps. And we conclude with the Fillies Maiden at 8:10. But we begin with another race for the fairer sex in the shape of a 6-furlong maiden for the T-Rolls at 5:05. And of those that have shown form so far to date, albeit at a pretty modest level, Dahlia probably stands out here as the one with the most obvious chance of getting off the mark at the third time of asking, considering she ran really well first time out at Roscommon and last time out at Galway, when not quite seen at the trip up the stiff uphill climb over 7 furlongs. I think the drop back to a more suitable distance in keeping with her run style and her pedigree could well see her victorious here tonight. Largely speaking, Jo Lyons' T-Rolls have been going really well this season. She handles a bit of cut in the ground. Her time figures are okay, and she's got a reasonable draw as well to exploit an early break and a good track position. There's clearly a little bit of confidence behind Chiara Luna from the Dermot Weld Stable. Looking at the markets this morning, this filly by Warfront wouldn't have to be anything out of the ordinary to figure in a race as modest as this, given that plenty of other these, including Eos and Crystal and Fidan, have only showed really modest form so far to date in their respective maidens. So expect a good run from Chiara Luna. But I'll go with Dahlia, who, like I say, has done more than enough, including that good run last time out at Galway, to suggest she can take a race of this poor quality.
Race 2.
On to the 5:35 then, and one of the most competitive races on the card without a shadow of a doubt. We've got last year's winner in here, Captain Power, bidding to follow up his victory 12 months ago when he quickened up really smartly, as is his wont. He has got a very good turn of foot, Captain Power, when he's on song, and he proved that last time out when coming from an improbable position to win at Fairy House in quite a good time figure. It all depends literally where he is on the track and whether his potent turn of foot could be seen to good effect, because there is a little bit of rain forecast for Leopardstown this evening, so anything too soft just might blunt his turn of foot. But he is very smart, and I've got the utmost respect for him. Of the rest, well, Ducky Mallon is an old favourite of mine, and I think I'll probably just about make him my selection here tonight based on his overall profile. I do like his win last time at the Curragh when he finally got his head in front. A deserved victory it was as well, because he'd certainly been knocking at the door in plenty of other handicaps prior to that. He was unlucky the time before at Nace when he was drawn on the wrong part of the track, so he only got his what he just deserts at the County Kildare venue last time out. He's only run here once before over course and distance, and he ran quite well actually. He finished sixth, but he was miles behind turning for home, and that's any problem with Ducky Mallon. Sometimes he can be a little bit tardy away, but if he's in a decent position turning for home, he has got a good turn of foot, and this uphill finish will play to his strengths. Another one to mention is Victoria's Secret from the Fozzie Sachs stable. Now, she's got a very good record here at Leopardstown, including a good run behind 2 in-form horses last time out, and her best distance arguably is 6 furlongs when they go a good gallop. And they're likely to do so as well because Tribal Pass in the lineup. So quite a complex affair. I've mentioned 2 or 3 that I think I'll play a hand in the finish. But Ducky Mallon, my old favourite, is the each way choice at 11-2.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:05 then, which is a 1.25 apprentice handicap in which the Tulip bids to get her head in front for the first time this season. She certainly deserves to, courtesy of a couple of placed efforts here at this track behind Panda Green, and most notably last time out behind the in-form Peter Casey train horse Hamley. Nothing wrong with those two runs. She's just been a bit, like I say, a bit unfortunate. She's run well here as well before, so there's every chance that she will get ahead in front tonight. But I also quite like Settle for Red's profile here at this track. Even though he's knocking on a bit now in years as a 7-year-old, he's still performing up to a very smart level, and he proved that a couple of starts ago when He dead ate it with Snooze and Indian and a bit of a wild finish under similar conditions here back in June. Nothing wrong with his run either last time at the Killarney Festival, when he came from an absolute country mile back at turning for home to be never near a fourth at the finish behind several that have been in good form, such as Allegio and Avalanche. And both of those two horses went on to run really well at the Galway Festival. So there's nothing wrong with that form whatsoever, albeit he's got a slightly tricky draw to overcome tonight. Hopefully Nathan Cross can get him into a reasonable challenging position turning for home, because his form figures at the track are 2.25.41, so it's likely that he's going to run his race more than most. So set off for red, around about the 7-2 mark this morning, gets my tentative vote there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the 6.35 then, which is a mile contest for the T-Rolls, and the standout horse here is Nelson, off the back of his two promising runs so far today. First of all, over this track behind Delano Roosevelt, Stabber Companion, that caused a bit of a shock. And then he really did bump into a very smart colt down in the Curragh the other day called Rizian. I do think we're going to be hearing quite a lot of Mickey Halford's horse throughout the remainder of the season. And it was certainly no disgrace for him to finish second to that horse, who I think could easily be Group 2 or Group 1 class come next season. Back in the field was a horse called Swiss Cottage, who I put up back at the same track on Sunday, and he acquitted himself really well in a slowly run race for the John Murphy Stable. So that form is beginning to stack up quite nicely, and I do think he'll appreciate this step up in trip as well, given that that 7 furlongs arguably looked to be just a little bit on the sharp side for him. So hopefully Donna Crowe and Brian can get this horse out and make plenty of use of his experience and his stamina, because he should take all the beating from the front, one would imagine. On to the 7.10 then, which is the big race of the night. It's the Group 3 Desmond Stakes, a race that has brought together a nice collection of three-year-olds and older horses. Mirando flies the flag for the Roger Varian stable, and of course Neswar was victorious for the Newmarket Handler the last time he had a raiding party over in Ireland, and this horse definitely wants a little bit of juice in the ground, which he's got. He's only been out so far once this season, and he got his toe in quite nicely to beat Stormy Antarctic. And, of course, here comes Wen. And that form stood the test of time, of course, with the third horse on that occasion going on to beat Ribchester & Co. at the Goodwood Festival next time out. So he's clearly going to be a major player here, you would suggest, tonight, Mirando. But I do quite like the attitude and bravery shown so far this season by True Valour. I really do like this horse. I think he's quite a tough little nut. And he managed to get his head in front last time out when they stepped him up in trip at the Curragh last time out, staying on quite nicely. Once he'd slithered up on the inside rail inside the last 2 furlongs, he beat several of tonight's fielder, Rear Post, Sea Wolf, Alexios Caminos and Flight Risk, who all have chances of sorts. But I do like True Valour. I just think he's a real gritty and game and honest individual. And he ran quite well the time before as well in the Jersey Stakes, when the ground would have been a little bit on the quick side for him. This track should play into his strengths. He was already run well actually here before in the past. And with Smullen on board, I make Johnny Murta's 3-year-old a nice each-way bet this morning around about the 6-1 mark.
Race number 6.
Right, on to the 7.40. My best bet on the card runs here in the shape of Magda Weary, who scored in very impressive fashion here at the last meeting on the 22nd of July. Coming from quite a way back, courtesy of his high draw, he dropped out from stall 18. He had one horse behind him turning for home, and then he found an amazing turn of foot down the outside to finally wear down his prey inside the final furlong. Beat the scene Cloudy Mist in a bit of a wild finish. Back in third was Nimitz, who's gone on to frank the form subsequently in another good run here at this track. And if he can repeat the form that he showed on that occasion, he's certainly got every chance of being competitive here. In fact, if you go down and crunch his numbers in that Leopardstown race a month ago, you'll see that he ran the last 3 furlongs quicker than the Pentagon did, most notably, who won the Tyra Stakes half an hour earlier for the Aidan O'Brien Stable. So this horse is clearly very well handicapped for the grade at the moment, only off a mark of 62. He's got good form on soft ground the time before at Killarney, so a little bit of juice in the ground certainly wouldn't inconvenience him, albeit he wouldn't want it to any worse than yielding. So there's every chance from a much better draw here tonight that Magda Weary can supplement those gains here a month ago.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, and not a particularly strong race. We've got a stack of horses who have had loads of chances, basically. Breeze being one of them. She's had gazillion chances and still managed not to get ahead in front. So I'm going to play with a straight bait here and go for Dockersack from the Jim Boulder Stam. Now, Jim was under a little bit of a cloud until he had a couple of winners last night at Gowran Park. So confidence is a little bit more higher now in that particular trainer. And this horse, I thought, ran a nice race here last time out behind Espoir de Sol, coming from a good bit back to finish never near a second at the line in the hands of Kevin Manning. So a repeat of that run surely would see him A, go close here, and B, uphold the form with Breeze and Arakara, who were well beaten on that occasion. Obviously, you've got to respect one or two in the race, including Bella Estrella, if she lives up to her pedigree. And it could well be that the first time cheek pieces have the desired effect on Dera from the Mickey Halford stable. But I'll go with Dockersack. She did more than enough here last time out to suggest this race is well within her capabilities. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. And tomorrow, well, Dundalk enters the fray again, but unfortunately it's not on the evening, which is a bit of an oddity, but I will be giving one or two selections from my favourite all-weather venue, along with Tremor, of course, which has a seven-race programme beginning at 5:05. So a little bit of a mix-and-match job there with the two Irish cards tomorrow evening. Thanks very much for listening, and it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.